All right. Well, hello, everybody. It's nice to see a full crowd. We've never had it this crowded except for about 2 years ago. This is the city council meeting for the city of Bonnie Lake, September 26, 2023. First thing we do is stand and salute our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Mayor McCullough?
I'm here.
Deputy Mayor Carter?
Here.
Councilmember Baldwin?
Here.
Councilmember Evans?
Here.
Councilmember Fullerton?
Here.
Councilmember McClyman? Councilmember Swatman?
Present.
And Councilmember Watson?
Here.
Okay, I'm not seeing Councilmember McClyman's online.
No, he's not. I'd like to make a motion to excuse him.
Second.
Okay. All in favor of excusing Councilmember McClyman from the city council meeting for September 26, 2023, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay, Councilmember McClyman is excused. We don't have any agenda modifications, and this is a surprise. We have an appointment. Chief of Police Mark Berry. Chief, could you come forward? All right, and we have our how about you?
Yeah, probably down there.
Over there in the middle.
Ah.
That photo.
Photo opportunity.
And just for the record, come forward to receive your oath of office from Judge Danny.
Please raise your right hand. I, Mark Berry, do solemnly swear that I am a citizen of the state of Washington. I will support the Constitution laws of the United States. Constitution and laws of the state of Washington. And will, to the best of my skill and ability, truly faithfully and perform the duties of this chief in and for the city of County, Washington, as such duty prescribed by law. So help me God.
Yay!
Nadesha Berry, please come forward to the front. Place Chief's badge on his chest. I want to welcome you to the Bonnie Lake team. Congratulations. And you're just a good part of the team.
Oh.
Good job. You know, there's speech involved, but.
You get one copy.
Hey, you will
and then board comes to board.
Chief. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Congratulations. All right.
All right, seeing that there is no public hearing, we will go on to citizen comments. Everybody comments, we'll be here until Wednesday. All right, this is your time to address the Council on City Business. The city will now enable the video and microphone for those attending virtually. You'll need to turn on your video and microphones on your end if you're waiting to be seen or heard. We will start with those who are here in person and move to the virtual comments afterwards. You have 5 minutes once you approach the dais, and please state your name and address for the record. Okay. Yeah, all right, now the room looks familiar.
Right.
Councilmember Dan Decker, I live at 12470 Street East, Bonnie Lake, Washington. Civil liability. Is harassment a surfacing issue at the level of city, elected officials, council? Why must you care about harassment issues at the city council level? It's more than a loss of public confidence, embarrassment, and the harm it creates in the minds of the people in general. In fact, an elected official is the same as any other employee. Harassing, bullying, or any type of badgering employees, be they paid or volunteers, is a violation of human rights. Just because volunteers aren't paid doesn't mean they cannot be put upon by council members. Realize that most of Bonnie Lake's council members have a high standard of ethics. Two volunteers were helping the Beautify Bonnie Lake program. They worked late and they missed bringing tools back to the tool shed. They were instructed to bring the tools to a council person's home. When they got to the council person's home, the council person screamed at them. It appears he was taking a nap and they woke him up. The two volunteers became fearful and left the tools and got away from his bad behavior towards them. Council, it's very important to treat people with respect and mean it. Council members 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, and 7. I've always only seen respect to everyone from you. I believe it's your nature to be respectful. I want to thank you, Council, for that. Councilmember Watson, please wake up. Nap time is over. Thank you, Council.
All right, is there anybody else for the good of the order? Okay, seeing none, we will now start with any commentary that is virtual. Anybody who is virtual, you will have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record, please. Okay. City will now disable all video and microphones for those attending virtually, and we will move on to committee reports. Could we hear from the Finance Committee, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee met upstairs today at 5 o'clock. We approved our minutes. We had a personnel update. Obviously, Police Chief Mark Berry starts on Monday, was sworn in tonight. Carla Lewis starts on Monday, she'll be the court manager. And Todd Bright is no longer acting, but is the superintendent of public works. The rec program, we had a brief discussion in regards to that. They are working on moving forward with three staff members. one supervisor and two rec coordinators, and trying to figure out, you know, the best way to move forward and what things they can keep and cut to move forward. We have decision and action items, AB 23-136. This is a motion for the mayor to sign the Washington State Revolving Fund Loan Contract for design and construction of the Lake Ridge 810 Reservoir. This should be on the consent agenda 1010. And then we had AB 137, which is a motion for the mayor to sign the local parks maintenance program authorization form to apply for RCO local park maintenance grants. And this, you may recall, it was a prior ordinance in which we said this would be approved moving forward. So this is a grant to help them resurface the basketball courts and the tennis courts. And then we had a brief open discussion in regards to the Reed property, and that was our meeting.
All right. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Community Development Committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did have a meeting. Our last meeting, we had one item that was the Resolution 3173, which is on this evening's agenda, which is authorizing a professional services award for a Parametrics to implement our source control program, source inspection. That's a new program for us. It's kind of like phase two of the MPDS permitting process, and our city falls into that now because as we grow up, we have new regulations that come about. It's not anything we necessarily wanted to do, you know, we're looking to do, but have to do, required by state. So the staff and the committee, you know, did a lot of work. Staff did most of the work, obviously, with paring the program back to a very minimalistic program that they could be able to effectively meet the requirements of the regulations and laws and rules and still be as, you know, soft touch with all the businesses in the city. So that's kind of where we landed at. It was recommended for passage from the committee, but I think another council member had an issue that they were looking at possibly, but they're not in attendance. Is that?
Yeah, and they decided not to.
Okay, so we're good with that? Okay, and thank you very much.
Oh.
That was it for our lengthy meeting that evening.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Swatman. Public Safety Committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The next public safety meeting will take place on Tuesday, August 10th at 3:30 p.m. upstairs on the second floor conference. What did I say?
August.
October.
It could be August.
It could be. Postponed for the next 9 months.
Backwards.
October 10th at 3:30 p.m. upstairs on the second floor conference room.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Evans. All right. I do not see any other reports, so we now have the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor of adopting the consent agenda for the City of Bonnie Lake for September 26th, 2023, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. We have a unanimous adoption. Okay. Seeing no more business, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
I guess it's the end of that, Buck. Really? Yeah.